Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. The LSU Fighting Tigers come off a bye week, and they're headed to Bryant-Denny Stadium to take on the number 4 Alabama Crimson Tide. A lot has happened over the last 2 weeks, and one wonders how much can you change in the midst of the turmoil. A lot of it was not even football related. Joining us is Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, it seems like so much has happened since I last talked to you. It's like craziness.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. I know I visited with Dave last week on your show, and you know, kind of talked about just trying to get back to football. Obviously, the off week, as it were, was not a quiet week, but a lot of that had very little to do with X's and O's in football. So. For me, and I hope, and I imagine a lot of Tiger fans, at least we turned the calendar, started this week, and it was all about getting back to the X's and O's. So, it's seems like a lifetime ago we played our last game.
So I don't know whether or not you've had a chance to talk to the new head coach, Frank Wilson. He's the former running back coach and now head coach, leading into this big game with Alabama.
Yeah. I've been a staple around the LSU program for a long time. He's a Louisiana native. He's right there in a New Orleans Sun. We visited last night on the weekly show. And, I think he's doing it the right way. I mean, you know, I mentioned to him that this isn't his first time going through this type of thing. It's the first time he's been handed the reins. But he said, look, we did a total reset. We went in, laid everything out on the table. Our first priority was to let the guys know that Coach Wilson would be there. The other staff were going to be there. And then, of course, I know a lot of people saw last week the former players came and spoke with the team. And it was important, Frank thought, that the players understood, yes, there's a lot of question. Yes, there's, nervous and anxious. What's going to happen and what do I need to do? And Coach said the best thing for me to do was go grab some of those guys that – have left their blood, sweat, and tears out there in that program to say, hey, guys, we're here. You've got an army behind you. So I think he's done all the right things. And from an X's and O's standpoint, he said, look, we went, graded out everybody, graded out the plays that were effective for us, that our players do very well. And we're going to keep those and build on those. And for the plays that we have tried that we just haven't been able to get going, I'm going to throw those in the trash. I don't know that we'll see a wholesale different team on Saturday, but I'm interested to see what the Tigers look like, especially offensively. I think there's going to be a very strong commitment to running the football, which, again, Alabama's not the vaunted rushing defense we've seen in years past. They're very good, don't get me wrong, but I think there will be opportunities, and Coach Wilson has not minced words. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to stay committed to running the ball.
I'm glad to hear that the plays that haven't been working are thrown out, because they have struggled with establishing a running game, right? And there's been some issues, obviously, with the offensive line. And when you don't establish the running game, you and I have talked about this every week, and I talked to Mike Haas about it, about the Saints as well. Then, you know, you got to pass, and then you got to make sure your pass protection is solid, and sometimes that hasn't been there either.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's plenty of responsibility, and I don't like to use the word blame, but I can't think of a better one at the moment, Newell. So there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, it's not as if, oh, yeah, it's all on the quarterback, or, oh, it's all on the running backs, the receivers. I mean, it's got to be a team effort. And again, I think going back and not trying to be masters of everything, but rather very good at certain things, I think, is the best route for them to go. I mean, for instance, I hope I never see another screen pass that is thrown from the far side hash mark to the near side boundary. That's a 45-yard pass that that you're throwing behind the line of scrimmage. So if I never see that play again, I'll be a happy guy.
You must be reading my mind.
I think you, me, and
every time they throw that pass, I jump out of my seat and I swear I'm going to throw a disc in my back.
it's
just, and it's a tough pass to throw. I mean, you got to be on your toes. You never know what the defensive players are doing. But anyway, let's move on. Obviously, the health of the quarterback, you know, Garrett Nussmeier has been a big question for several weeks now. I got to imagine this bye week really helps.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to, you know, it's all about comfortability. I mean, that's the one thing. I can't speak to the injury I mean, again, it's been very vague. That's not breaking news. I mean, it's kind of been hard to get your finger on what exactly the issue was. I always kind of chalked it up to there's a little discomfortability, if you will. So I'm not sure where he sits. I would hope that having 2 weeks away from, you know, that type of contact will help him feel better. And it's interesting because last night on the show, I told Coach Wilson, I said, look, I know we all have 1,000 questions. We want to know if this guy's going to play, or have you thought about going with this guy? And frankly, I don't want to give away the game plan. But what I did ask him was, what are your thoughts on a two-quarterback system? Because frankly, whenever you hear, especially in the college level, two-quarterback system, there's always the arguments that arise that, well, if you're going to use two different quarterbacks, what if the guy's in the rhythm and you take him out and then he loses his rhythm? Or nowadays with the NIL and transfer portal, the question arises of, well, what if you take the starter out? Does it take his focus away? Does he, you know, get caught up in, you know, all of those questions? And Frank basically just said, we're going to use everybody that can help us win the game. And I think Garrett Nussmeier is our starting quarterback. I have said that. I think he gives us a chance to win the game. And I think Michael Van Buren Jr., with his experience in the SEC and his different skill set, can also help us win. So, again, I think everything's wide open. And that's why I'm kind of excited to see what happens tomorrow night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alabama been successful in winning, but it hasn't been dominant victories for the most part. And it's been multiple aspects of their game that, you know, rises up to the occasion and brings them across the, you know, the finish line as the victor. Not the traditional Crimson Tide that we have kind of grown accustomed to taking on year after year.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think when I look at Alabama, really over the last couple of years, but certainly to your point this season, I mean, I think they're kind of a perfect illustration of how the game of college football and true parity has arrived. As you said, they're winning games. They had an awful week one. Everybody was pulling out the shovels, you know, digging the grave for Alabama football. And then, which I obviously disagreed. I thought that was way premature. And as it turned out, I was right. But it's a team that does it differently. I mean, when you talk about the Alabama defense, it's not a dominant defense. It's a bend but don't break defense. They're keeping people out of the end zone. They're winning games, you know, 29-22 or 25-19. I mean, it's not what you've seen, but a win is a win. And, you know, they've got themselves in a position where, you know, the playoff is firmly in their grasp. They got to finish four games. They got a challenge against LSU. And it's also an offensive team that, you know, is only averaging 119 yards per game on the ground against SEC competition, and they still lead the league in time of possession. But they're doing it with a quarterback and a receiving core. So this is like complete, you know, opposite world from what we're accustomed to. But I think it goes to the bigger picture is that, again, I don't know that there's dominant teams out there. I mean, Georgia, obviously a very good team. They lost to Alabama earlier in the season, but they're going to be in the mix for the college football playoff. I think Kirby Smart would be the first to tell you their offensive line and their defensive front seven, not as dominant as teams he had maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 7 years ago. And I think that's just where college football is. And that takes a fan base from some of the blue blood programs, takes a little time for them to realize those days are probably long gone. I mean, I fully expect, Noah, within the next 3 to 4 years, there's going to be a national champion with 3 losses on the season, maybe even more. But that's where we're headed because it's the NFL.
Well, it really comes. It really hits home with us too, right? When we talk about the LSU defense, I mean, we've done well against if there's a second tier, you know, group of teams we've played in both in the SEC and non-conference games. But when you look at Ole Miss, Vandy, Texas A&M, we gave up more than right at about 400 yards or more there, and we've struggled. It's going to be interesting to see what the defense is going to be able to do against the Alabama offense, because if they get that running game going a little bit, and it's really the timing of these plays sometimes as much as anything else, as you well know, there are moments in the game where you got to shut that play down or the whole thing gets away from you. And we've seen that happen to LSU.
No, I mean, I think that's going to be key. I mean, I think, again, and this isn't all that different from any other game, but I think first and second down for this LSU defense will be absolutely crucial because it's a team statistically this year for Alabama that on the offensive side of the ball has had to really do most of their damage in the passing game. And Ty Simpson has certainly, I think, put himself in the conversation to have an invite to New York City for the Heisman ceremony. That's how good he has played outside of week number one. But having said that, you want to have them in 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13, not 3rd and 2, because Jam Miller and a couple of those running backs are still very quality players. But I think if it's a team that's going to rely as heavily as they have with their quarterback and their receivers, the question for me on the game, and this is what we'll need to watch early on, is will LSU and Blake Baker be able to rely on his corners for the most part in man situations, lock down against these elite receivers and allow the Harold Perkins of the world, Devon Keys of the world, and others to be able to get some pressure and make things uncomfortable for Ty Simpson. Because if he has all day to sit back there it's going to be a long night at Brian Denny.
Chris, and I was looking for this stat. I wasn't really able to find it, but how often does Ty just tuck the ball down and head up the field?
I wouldn't say he's Joe Burrow, and because that'll cause a panic and I'll be run out of town. But what I mean, the reason I compare him to Joe Burrow is that he's not a dual threat quarterback. But when it calls for it, he can do it. And what I mean by that is on those third and fives, third and threes, he may have his own replay where he will at times pull and use his athleticism and his size to try to get those short yardage plays. But this isn't Diego Pavia. This isn't, Lenore Sellers, and certainly isn't Marcel Reed. This is a guy who's a pro-style quarterback who, when he's having a good day, that means he's been able to stand in that pocket, go through his progressions, go through his entire reads. And when he has that, he is dang accurate. So I don't know that the running quarterback is going to be a big concern. But, defensively, we're still probably leaning towards not having Whit Weeks again, which, again, just having his play on the field, the tackles he makes, is great. I think the bigger loss is him leading the defense and him being the green dot and quarterback of this defense. And I think that's where you lose. That's where he's such a big loss. But, I asked Coach last night. He said it. He didn't classify it as a game time decision, but he said they're going to be in constant conversation with Whit throughout Saturday, through walkthroughs, through the stadium pregame practice. And if he's ready to go and he gets cleared by the physicians, they want him out there. And I understand why.
And of course, our special teams play has to be better. Has to be spot on. One thing about this Alabama team, I've watched a couple of the games. They're fast. they got some boys that can run, and they got a whole bunch of them. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I think if we can get a couple of breaks early on in the game, I think it's going to be a very interesting game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part that is a head scratcher, because for basically five to six of the eight games this season, I mean, special teams has been you can pretty much count on it. Obviously of getting, making sure you catch the football in punts and kickoffs. That's where the bar was set a couple of years ago. So we've kind of superseded that. And coverage has been really good. The kicks have been really good. But for whatever reason, in those big games where special teams give you those hidden yards that can make a difference. And we all know the cliche, football's a game of inches. So if you get some hidden yards on either side of the ball, that's going to help you. So I don't know that I'm confident enough to say that those miscues we've seen here of late are an anomaly. But Coach Wilson said it. He's put, like, over the last 2 weeks, the guys who are performing on special teams, he's kind of given them a special mission. Like, yeah, we got the offense, we got the defense, but you're called upon in special situations, and we're going to put great playmakers out there in those situations. So I think he's given them a little more confidence, and obviously they'll need to not hurt the team. It'd be great if you can get some lanyap and maybe get a big return, maybe even get some points in special teams, but at the very least, don't have negative plays.
Field position. That's where you get positive yards, right? Moving forward.
Vanderbilt started with a short field. Texas A&M, goodness knows, they returned a punt. They got a couple of big kick returns. They started with a short field. Help your defense out. Make them go 90, 85 yards to score.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to listening as well. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, LSU at Alabama, 6:30 kickoff at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Let's go to Tuscaloosa. It's LSU versus the world.
There you go. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we'll visit with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, and Mel Dussel from Dawn Busters. We'll talk turkey. Stay with us.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.